Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is LBJ. You are there and I am here, and welcome to the Heartfelt Truth. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to start off my podcast like I always do. I hope my voice finds you in good health, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And that is a fact. Okay, how's everybody doing today? I hope all is well. As you notice, recently I've been reading some little snippets of a little book that I've gotten from my mother some years ago. And it is, I find it interesting, is a lot of things that we do live by. Let's start off by saying, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stop doing this, but I am new to the podcast world, and what I'm trying to do is basically, there's nothing political, there's nothing heavy, it's just one way of looking at life, my perspective. I believe after a certain age that entitles you to kind of, you know, give out some advice. Now, whether you take it or not, that's up to you. But I'm going to bring you along that journey. And eventually, I will get better at this thing. But I would like to say thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. My content and everything will definitely change from here to there. And I hope that you follow me along that journey. I said in one of my other podcasts a while back is, listen, in the beginning, you're going to make mistakes. And then you're going to make more mistakes. And then eventually, you will make less mistakes. And then you will learn from all of that process. So that's where we are. And again, so welcome. I don't want to be long-winded. But listen, I was looking at this book this afternoon again. And I was going through some of the identifiers. And I was looking. And here we go. One of them is like, plant a tree on your birthday. And I find that interesting. I mean, think about it. You know, giving back to the earth, the place that is taking care of us, that we, a lot of times, we don't pay attention to. And I mean that sincerely. If you look around, you look at the world itself, it is definitely a beautiful place. And we really have to stop taking care of the place that takes care of us. So plant a tree. Yeah, find somewhere, go to a park, and it's your tree, man. I mean, it's yours, you know, and you're giving something back to the earth and to the world at large. So I think it's a good idea. Donate 2 pints of blood every year. Not a bad idea. I mean, I'm sure there's medical, provisions that have to be taken in consideration for you to give blood. So just be careful with that one. I don't disagree with that whatsoever. Here's a nice one. Listen, make new friends, but cherish the old ones. I mean, listen, let me tell you something. That goes with the same old adage, man. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. You know, your grass is just as green as that grass. You know, you can make some new friends, and that's great. But cherish your old ones also. Don't just throw them out with the, you know, what is that saying? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You follow me? So take care of some of your old friends. I think that's a good thing. What else we got here? Keep secrets. Interesting. Keep secrets. I mean, hey, listen. I personally think that we all have some secrets somewhere. You know, they might not be big, catastrophic, life-changing secrets. But if someone asks you, please, you know, keep a secret, then I think it's up to you to do that. I actually had a relative tell me one time that I was very good at it because, you know, they had asked me not to say anything to another family member about something, which wasn't bad, by the way. There's no crime or, you know, nobody was hurt or anything like that. More or less probably not hurting anybody's feelings. But, and I did. I kept their secrets. So, that's an interesting one. Take a lot of snapshots. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I am the snapshot king. I always get, you know, I get comments. How do you keep all those pictures on your phone? I'll snap anything, man. You know why? Because I'm the guy at the end of it all. When we go back from vacation or family function, you know, people say, "Oh my God, I remember that." Yeah, I took the picture. So, yeah, I take snapshots. Never refuse homemade brownies. I don't know about that one. I mean, brownies, that's a tough one. I don't know about that. I'm a little leery about taking, you know, food, even though it's homemade. So I, especially brownies, and you know the rumors about brownies. So, yeah, I'm going to pass on that one. Don't postpone joy. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I'm just rambling on. Don't postpone joy. Listen, man, if you got a chance to be happy, be happy. All right? Be well. Yeah, that's a good one. This one I like. It says, you know, ask someone to pick up your mail and your newspaper when you're out of town. Those are the first two things that potential burglars look for. I mean, I agree with that. You're going away on vacation, and, you know, it's not paranoia. But, yeah, you ask your neighbor to just keep an eye on your house. You know, we're going away for a while. I know me and my neighbor, we do it all the time. You know, he goes out of town to see his daughter. You know, I go on vacation with the family. I say, hey, dude, keep an eye on my house. So, you know, that's a nice thing to do. This is nice. I really thought it was cool. Never give up on anybody. Miracles happen every day, and I think that's true. I'm somewhat of an optimistic. You heard me probably if you listened to my podcast before that I'm a conversationalist. I'm optimistic. I don't give up on anybody. I mean, we're human. Listen, we all get frustrated. I get frustrated. You can get frustrated, but you get past that. I do believe in miracles. I really, really mean that. And I don't want to drive anybody away. I mean, whatever your higher power is, if you do believe in a higher power, if you don't, that's okay. But miracles do happen, people. And if you think about it, you know, you're here. I'm there. No, you're there and I'm here. So that's a miracle in itself, too. I mean, you're born. Look up statistics on the probability of a person being born. The union of a man and a woman, the odds are pretty damn high. So I would venture to say that you and I and anybody walking around and breathing and stuff is a miracle. So we won't drag that one on. And the last one I'm going to go on with today is, listen, write thank you notes to people. I mean, listen, I'm big on thank you. I went out to lunch with a buddy of mine, and he said to me, "Man, you're always saying thank you." Yeah, thank you. Thank you to the waiter. Thank you. Just be grateful. Just be nice. And I think it's important. You know what I mean? So I think that's it. I mean, thank you for stopping in. Nothing heavy today. I'm still on this journey. I'm learning something every day with this podcast. Every day, I think that's pretty important too. I think before you go to bed at night, you should really, really try to know something or learn something new for that day. And it doesn't have to be big, people. Don't bog yourself down with that it has to be some rocket science, mind-blowing, I've learned how to do this, or just a little bit. Maybe learn something about yourself. Maybe learn a little something about your partner. You know, learn something about your kids, your job. Yeah, just always, always keep learning, people. I think that's important. It's what keeps you going. So, all right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for stopping in. I really do appreciate it. And you take care of yourself, and please take care of other people. It's important. And until we meet again, remember, I'm LBJ. You are listening to The Heartfelt Truth. You're there, and I am here. Be well, people. Take care of yourself, and take care of others.